This is an AudioTeach audio. Find out more at audioteach.com. Basecamp. Welcome to Basecamp, the stop off before our journey down the testosterone production line. Before we begin, I'd like to go over exactly what testosterone is and why it's so important for men. I know you're listening to this audio because you want to raise your testosterone and probably know what it is and what it does, but to form a base for our coming journey, I'd like to do a quick review of some of the basics of not just testosterone, but also hormones in general. Hormones like testosterone are the couriers within your body's chemical messaging system that delivers instructions to the cells, telling them what to do and when to do it. They literally program your cells. These programs have a great impact on your health, which affects how you look, how you feel, and the rate at which you age. Numerous hormones travel the bloodstream slowly and consistently, delivering all types of programs to organs and tissues throughout the body that regulate functions like your metabolism, your biological development, and your emotional state. When this messaging system is working properly, and all the instructions are being delivered accurately and on time, your health is good and you feel good. Like a bike courier delivering packages on the streets of Manhattan, hormones like testosterone face a multitude of obstacles on the way to the delivery address. Over time, for reasons we are about to discover, our messaging system becomes weak and dysfunctional, and the programs get corrupted, kidnapped, or destroyed, which results in miscommunication or no communication at all. Why testosterone is so important? Testosterone is the hormone primarily responsible for giving men the characteristics generally associated with a man. It is the chief male sex hormone. It makes us strong, lean, fast, aggressive, and brave. It helps us to think clearly and be more decisive. It gives us the desire and the ability to reproduce and further our species, which is about as important can get. If the number of receptors for a particular hormone found on the cells throughout your body is an indication of its importance, then testosterone is very, very important. When testosterone attaches to a receptor site, it programs the cell to behave youthfully and, depending on the type of cell, act in a manner that results in a strong, lean, muscular body, a healthy libido and spontaneous erections, a strong cardiovascular and immune system, higher energy levels, optimal bone health, optimism, happiness, and a positive mental outlook, aggressiveness, assertiveness, and competitiveness, sharp, clear thinking and laser-like focus, an increase in competence, and protection against cancer and heart disease. Testosterone influences the way we feel, look, and think, and men with adequate testosterone have less disease and live longer. Hormones are very powerful, and when they are out of balance, you will certainly feel the effect. Here are just some of the effects of low testosterone: fatigue, depression, moodiness, lack of optimism, poor libido, physical weakness and loss of endurance, excess belly fat and obesity, even if you are eating a proper diet and exercising, loss of muscle mass and tone, a swollen prostate with heightened risk for prostate cancer, muscle and joint pain, diminished immune response, a higher risk of bone fracture, decrease in competence, and an increased risk of death from nearly all causes. For men, it is arguably the most important hormone for having a youthful, productive, and long life. Your super testosterone. You have a second type of testosterone that's commonly misunderstood and often vilified, called dihydrotestosterone, hereinafter DHT. An enzyme called 5-alpha reductase takes regular testosterone and catalyzes it into a much more powerful version of itself called DHT. This conversion is irreversible, meaning DHT cannot be converted back to regular testosterone. DHT performs many important roles. During male fetal development, DHT plays a vital and arguably its most fundamental role in the formation of the penis and the scrotum. Without sufficient DHT action during this critical window, these structures may not develop properly, even if testosterone levels are normal. During puberty, DHT is the power behind developing sexual characteristics like deepening of the voice, growth of facial and body hair, and the maturation of sex organs. In adulthood, DHT provides many important benefits for men, some of which include masculine characteristics, creating positive psychological effects like assertiveness, competence, and drive, and supporting normal prostate function. DHT is also associated with negative effects. The big ones are male pattern baldness in genetically susceptible men, prostate issues, and possibly increased prostate cancer risk. While there are definite established associations between DHT and these conditions, not all guys with normal levels of DHT go bald or develop prostate cancer, which means there are likely other contributing factors, and this is important. It's like saying that the fire truck is the cause of the fire because, well, it's always found at the scene of the fire. DHT differs from regular testosterone in that, for the most part, it doesn't circulate widely through the bloodstream, but rather stays pretty much in the tissues that it is created in, which include the Leydig cells in your testicles, prostate gland, the skin, liver, scalp, brain, and adrenal glands. The 5-alpha reductase enzyme that converts testosterone to DHT is highly expressed in these specific tissues, allowing them to maintain higher local DHT concentrations than what's found in general circulation. DHT that enters circulation is often rendered inert by circulating proteins and then rapidly metabolized by the liver, contributing to its lower blood concentrations, much less than regular testosterone. And lastly, higher DHT levels do not result in bigger muscles in the gym. While DHT binds to androgen receptors in muscle tissue with greater affinity than testosterone, muscle tissue contains relatively high levels of an enzyme that rapidly metabolizes DHT into inactive metabolites. Because of this rapid breakdown, DHT typically has less anabolic effect in skeletal muscle than testosterone, despite its stronger binding affinity. The significant potential for unwanted side effects make attempting to specifically raise DHT for bodybuilding purposes generally not beneficial and potentially harmful. Testosterone remains your primary androgen hormone for muscle growth. I should also point out here that this audio deals with natural ways to modulate testosterone, which does not include anabolic steroids or other substances used to artificially enhance anabolism. Our goal is natural hormone balance. For most healthy individuals, the body regulates the testosterone to DHT conversion appropriately for its needs, which means there's generally no need to try and manipulate DHT levels. Testosterone Warrior will show you how to maintain healthy testosterone levels, which in turn will assure healthy DHT levels. On our journey going forward, unless I specifically mention DHT, we will always be talking about regular testosterone, a hormone that is incredibly complex to create, and once created is actually very fragile and easily converted or kidnapped on its journey to your waiting cell receptors. Let's check it out.